final case for argument this morning is United States against Tate. Mr. McGowan.
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Andrew J. McGowan. I'm with the Federal Public Defender's Office for the Central District of Illinois, and I represent the appellant in this case, Mr. Melvin Tate. Mr. Tate appeals the district court's finding that his estranged girlfriend's statement to a police officer had a sufficient indicia of reliability to support a four-level enhancement in a gun case. Mr. Tate was convicted of being a felon in possession based on a sale of a gun to a confidential informant. The other felony in this case was earlier, evidently going to Chicago to buy heroin and selling it in Kankakee. When he broke up with his girlfriend sometime in early January, she went to the police, not as a good Samaritan, I would submit, but as somebody who wanted to harm Mr. Tate. She gave a very general statement over a period of days, evidently, that included a comment that he carried a firearm with him when he went to Chicago to buy the heroin. This is the only evidence of the firearm in connection with the purchase of the heroin in this case. And we're arguing that the government hasn't met its initial very low burden to establish with evidence of sufficient reliability that the gun enhancement should apply in this situation. First of all, the statement of the firearm lacks any detail. There's no description of the gun, no explanation of where it was in the car. And furthermore, and more importantly, there's no explanation of how she knows this. We don't know if it's from a statement from him, for instance, or from some other confidential informant. There is another statement in the record about the trips to Chicago from a confidential informant does not include any description of a gun involved. While there are some factors in her statement, many in fact, that are corroborated or were corroborated afterward, the best lie, of course, is one that's told with some truth. And given the reason she went to the police in the first place, to hurt Mr. Tate, we think that that statement in and of itself is, until things in it are corroborated, do not have the sufficient indicia of reliability to support this enhancement.
Of course, that was all before the judge made a determination. Everything was argued. You know, her motivation, you know, in terms of why that hearsay shouldn't have been considered.
Yes.
As well as the things that corroborated her.
Absolutely. That was all before the district court. And unless there are any questions, I'd like to reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Certainly, Mr. McGowan.
Thank you, Your
Honor. Mr. Bass.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court, Timothy Bass on behalf of the United States. Your Honors, the issue before this court is not whether the government met its burden in supporting the enhancement. Rather, the issue is whether a bare denial by the defendant, a continued bare denial by the defendant, is sufficient to establish on appeal that the district court abused its discretion on relying on a hearsay statement that was in part corroborated by the defendant's own confession. And I would submit that the statement of the issue provides its answer. This was a hearsay statement that included the identity of the declarant, details of the information she provided, and the fact that those details were corroborated, namely by the defendant's own confession. That is the type of hearsay statement that certainly a district court within its discretion is able to rely on, and is certainly not one which on appeal is facially establishes abuse of discretion or a clear error in the ultimate conclusion by the district court. So, Your Honors, for those reasons, we would ask that the sentence of the district court be affirmed. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks very much. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess until tomorrow. Actually, until next week.
I think you go first. I got to get this.